It's pretty quiet in the Greensboro Coliseum 3 days before the most famous basketball tournament tips off here and around the country. A few workers scurry about, testing phone lines and occasionally checking in on a walkie-talkie. The NCAA hardwood floor has been laid down, and with the exception of no net hanging from either of the two rims, the venue is ready. Well, almost. Half a dozen workers are in the stands with their backs to the court. They're bending over and doing something behind every seat.
We are putting NCAA stickers over our cup holders to cover up the Pepsi logo, so all you see is the NCAA and nothing more.
Latina Mills is an usher supervisor at the Coliseum. She's smiling as she pulls off the back of another sticker, lets that drop to the ground, and slaps one more NCAA label on the next cup holder. She's been on the job about 4 years and has already done this tedious task once before.
Right now we're in Section 107. We started at Section 119. We have to do the whole Coliseum, go around, and cover each individual cup holder with these NCAA stickers. And we just take it row by row until we're done with upstairs and downstairs.
Fortunately, not every seat in the Coliseum has a cup holder. Unfortunately, about 11,000 do. Covering all of them will take her crew about 8 hours. Mills says she holds no ill will toward Coca-Cola, a corporate partner of the NCAA. You see, this tournament is a clean space from an advertising standpoint. All commercial identification that can be spotted in the seating area has to be covered. As for those corporate partners, the NCAA provides them with advertising opportunities elsewhere. There will be an official hotel brand of the tournament. Interactive areas outside venues will have exclusive sponsors. And of course, CBS paid $11 billion for broadcasting rights. The NCAA controls a lot, but not everything.
The irony of it is, and the funny part is someone that could be standing there drinking a Pepsi out of a Pepsi bottle, and that's not against the rules.
That's Scott Johnson, deputy director of the Coliseum. He says concession contracts for each individual site do not fall under the NCAA umbrella. Johnson has three chefs working around the clock, some workers assigned to make the space NCAA ready. That includes covering more than just cup holders.
You can see we've gone to great expense to have some attractive NCAA-type signage put over top of our Budweiser sign, our Bud Light sign, our Crown Auto sign, Ticketmaster.
Between signage and labor, Johnson says it costs $15,000 to cover all the advertisements. But he notes that's a small price to pay for hosting a tournament with an estimated local economic impact of more than $15 million. Meanwhile, the Coliseum has a busy couple of weeks. For Mills and crew, that means undoing the work they just did. And if you're wondering how much of a pain it is to get those stickers off,
they come off very easy. That's the good part. All you have to do is snatch it off. So it's not hard to pull off at all. It's just getting it on there perfectly so that it covers the cup holder.
Following two games on Sunday, Mills and crew will pull all 11,000 stickers off before the Bruce Springsteen concert on Monday night. She says it shouldn't take quite as long. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.